And that was In the Morning from L.A. Mood here on 2SER.
Betty Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie Cooper.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars.
We are, of course, joined now by Kevin Suarez. You should have seen him miming along there with that wonderful cinematic intro. We're doing some movie reviews. What have you got for us this week, Kevin?
This week, we've got Stuba and Booksmart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll be starting off with Stuba.
I hate it. I hate it so much. Kevin, before we do this review, I have to let you know this name of the title stinks. And the reason it stinks is because why is it called Stuba?
Because the main character is called Stu, and he's an Uber driver.
I hate it. Why would you do this to me? I thought it was like a classy German foreign film, like classy German flick maybe, or maybe like some sort of like, you know, neologism word like, oh, hey, Stuber, it means love in a car. I don't know. But this, anyway, just go for it, Kevin.
Classic Hollywood, you know, comedy. But essentially the movie is about this guy called Stu, played by Kumail Nanjiani, who is forced to pick up as an Uber driver Dave Bautista, who is on the trail of a stone cold killer. And so then they both team up to try and take this villain down. It's I can see from your face that you're not exactly convinced.
I mean, an unlikely pairing, your Uber driver as your hero sidekick do they regularly like enlist auxiliaries from like civilian vehicles like that? Do they often go, hey, you're my Uber driver, now you're my accomplice?
No, but it only ever seems to happen in Hollywood.
I've
seen other TV shows where like the police officer ends up having to team up with a taxi driver to try and take a villain down.
Right, like in, what was that one? Rush.
Wait, Rush Hour?
No, was it Rush Hour? No, what was the one? I don't know.
I'm thinking like Brooklyn Taxi.
Maybe. Crazy Taxi 2? No, that's a video game. Close enough. Okay, and how does this go down? How does this unlikely pairing buddy cop film?
Well, the chemistry, I'll have to admit, between the two main characters or stars, Kumail Nanjiani and Dave Bautista, was great. I mean, they've both got the comedy chops to pull it off and to work alongside each other. You know, Dave Bautista, you know, got some really good comedy moments, you know, as we know from Guardians of the Galaxy, and we know that he can pull it off, and as he did in this movie, as well as pull off more serious aspects of his character, because there's, you know, his character's gone through a lot of traumatic moments. And I'll admit, like, I went in thinking that the movie was going to be quite bad, but admittedly, it sounds quite bad, but I don't know if it's just my sense of humor, but it got a couple of laughs out of me.
Now, does Stu drive like a Toyota Camry? Is he driving like some kind of fancy souped up sort of like drift speed demon machine that just happens to be the Uber? Because, like, you know, I don't know what Uber's restrictions are on cars, but sure, they can be driving a Ferrari.
It's an electric car.
Oh, nice. Hey, good for the environment.
Yeah, good for the environment.
Are there any sick drifts and burning diesel?
Yes, there is.
Oh,
lots of car chases. I thought that I would be very disappointed if there was not at least one good car chase in this movie, considering the concept. But no, I was not disappointed.
You can imagine Stu is doing the thing where he's like terrified about like what he's doing in the car, while the guy in the passenger seat's like, go, 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 go.
Yeah, and shooting at the other cars.
Shooting chasing at the other cars. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, classic sort of Hollywood pursuit scene. All right, well. But
the annoying thing about the movie was that they deliberately said at the beginning, oh, this isn't like some Hollywood movie where we shoot out the car windows and shoot at the bad guys.
So they lied. They lied to you, the audience.
Yes,
to you. Their patron. You paid for this film and they lied to you. Well, no, audacity.
Well, at the media screenings, I get to go for free. But,
that's true.
You know, like, yeah. But, no, like, at the very beginning, they said, this isn't going to be like one of those Hollywood movies. And then they managed to play almost every one of these Hollywood buddy cop tropes straight, which I thought was a little bit disappointing. I thought I was expecting something a bit, I don't know, high concept, a bit more better than that.
They probably could have just like left that line out, huh?
Probably, yeah.
And it would have been maybe fine.
Yeah. But okay. I thought that the movie itself, it wasn't too amazing. It wasn't bad either, but it wasn't great. Like, if you've got nothing else to watch.
So it's like a Need for Speed 2 out of 10.
Like, yeah. But I mean, like, if you've got nothing else to watch, if you've already got sick of watching the latest Spider-Man movie like 4 or 5 times, right, and you want to watch something else.
I have to say, Kevin, this is not a glowing recommendation.
It's not. I mean, all it's right. not terrible, but it's not that great either.
What about Booksmart?
Booksmart. A lot better. Way better than Stuber.
It has books.
It has, yeah, sort of. Yeah, it stars Caitlin Denver, Diva, and Beanie Feldstein, and is directed by Olivia Wilde.
Hmm.
Yeah, so quality.
Is this another like actor turned director?
I think it's her first movie director.
Oh, Olivia Wilde. I think I lost her in like Cowboys vs. Aliens.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I hope that as a director, she's been getting better better material.
She has definitely been getting better material, and this is more, I think, in her sort of area.
Awesome.
It's a coming-of-age comedy where the two main female characters, it's their final day of high school, and they realize that they've spent the whole time in high school studying, when they had this sort of image that all the party people going out, getting drunk and so on, are failing, they're not going to go anywhere. And then they find out that all of the party people are actually going into all the best universities along with them. And so then they realize on their final day that they want to finally be able to unwind, relax, and have a lot of fun and still go to university.
So it's more an exploration of how having a lot of money means you can go to the best universities despite your test grades. It's kind of its exploration of like capitalism and like nepotism.
Not quite. It sort of explores the perception that all the party people are dum-dums in high school and that they're not really going to go anywhere.
Jocks versus nerds.
Yeah, exactly. Jocks versus nerds. But it turns out that the jocks are also massive nerds as well.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Were the nerds secretly jocks?
No.
Oh, that's very disappointing.
The nerds are just nerds. But it was a lot better than Stuber, for starters. It got a lot more consistent quality, like big laughs out of me.
Yeah,
definitely
nice.
Big laughs. And I appreciated the fact that it didn't try to follow in the footsteps of other coming-of-age stories like Superbad or anything like that. So like the main characters don't go, I know, let's go and smoke some weed. And
so it doesn't
something
find the horrible tropes.
No.
That are painful at this point.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to go do marijuana. We've never done drugs before.
Exactly.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. The stuff that would make Seth Rogen proud.
Oh, you know, no. We don't like, want to do
his
that.
His hallmarks. Yeah, no. It tries to be more of an intelligent coming-of-age comedy.
How would you rate the development of their, like, friendship? Because that's the bit I'd be most interested in that kind of film. Like, the characters have got to be the selling point because it sounds like that's what it's about.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
So how's the character
development? It's very strong. Yeah. It's primarily a character-driven story with the comedy around that
rather than
comedy with, you know, bits of a story in
between. And you're saying it's more, like, clever comedy than sort of, like, shock.
Yeah, shock.
Potty humor.
Yeah, shock, right. Potty humor. You're okay. not really
That's
gonna
nice.
See,
That's refreshing.
You're not going to see much of it. Yeah, there's a little bit there, but you're not going to see too much of it.
Nothing less from Booksmart.
Yeah, I thought that the acting from the kids was actually really well done as well.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that sounds great. So definitely Stuber stinks.
Stuber is not getting 5 stars from me.
Booksmart drinks.
Yeah.
Because they're partying now.
Yeah.
Great. Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Yeah, welcome.
And that was Kevin Suarez with our weekly... do we have a Kevin at the movies? Kevin, Kevin the film star, average-sized Kev does... Does the rounds. Okay, well, we had Kevin in here just now talking about films. He'll be back next week with some more hot takes on the film world.